An increasing number of Midwestern states are legalizing marijuana in some form or another. Will Wisconsin do the same? As we conclude our series, Weed and Wisconsin, WUWM's Marty Michelson reports on where state lawmakers stand on the issue.
Melissa Sargent has been a member of the state assembly for 6 years, and that's about how long she's been working on a bill that would fully legalize marijuana in Wisconsin. She's authored legislation 3 times, but it's never gone anywhere in the Republican-controlled legislature. But with neighboring states approving recreational cannabis, Sargent feels like now is the time to try again.
Many of the Midwestern states surrounding us are either medicinal or full legalization, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota. You know, industry is setting up in those communities, and it is going to have a negative impact on the state of Wisconsin.
Sargent introduced a new bill in May. Under it, people could buy marijuana legally at state-regulated stores. Any other method of purchasing the drug would be illegal. Sargent says her bill would ensure that the marijuana being sold through the state is safe.
People have recently been following the conversation when it comes to vape products, and some of them have involved THC in them. Those are being made on the black market, and there is no regulation or oversight into what it is going into those products.
Sargent's bill is currently sitting in an assembly committee. It has no GOP sponsors. She says she hopes it at least gets a public hearing. But some Republicans who control the legislature have voiced their opposition, even to medical marijuana. GOP Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to discussing medical cannabis this fall. But when asked by WISN-TV if he would support it, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said,
"No." No, and I think, you know, we're seeing states like Michigan and Minnesota that now have, embraced the whole idea of even recreational. I think it would be wise for Wisconsin to kind of sit back and see exactly what happens in these states.
And then last month, Fitzgerald voiced his strongest opposition to medical marijuana to date. In a statement, he said, quote, "Everybody knows that medical marijuana leads to legalized marijuana." Fitzgerald pointed to studies that show some states with easier access to marijuana have seen an increase in emergency room visits and impaired driving accidents. He made his remarks after Republican State Senator Patrick Teston sponsored a bipartisan bill calling for legalization of medical marijuana. Under his plan, the state would set up a registry and oversee medical cannabis dispensaries, but only those with certain illnesses such as cancer, HIV/AIDS, and Alzheimer's could qualify for treatment. Teston says personal experience led him to co-sponsor the bill.
My grandfather was diagnosed with both bone and lung cancer. He had to go outside the law to get the only medication, the only treatment that would keep his food down and get his appetite back, and that was marijuana.
Teston admits the bill is a long shot, but he says if Senate Majority Leader Fitzgerald moves on to Congress, maybe a new Senate leader would be more open to medical marijuana. Fitzgerald is currently running for retiring Republican Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner's seat. Kevin Sabet is president of SAM, or Smart Approaches to Marijuana. It's been lobbying Wisconsin lawmakers, urging them not to legalize marijuana in any form. Sabet cautions against what he calls the growing commercialization of marijuana and the potential harm.
Well, today's marijuana is not the marijuana of the past. It is much more harmful than it used to be. We're not talking about old 5% Woodstock weed. We're talking about, up to 99% concentrated vapor vapes and dabs, the edibles. It's a whole different ballgame today.
Sabet says he's been following Wisconsin's case closely and doesn't think cannabis will be legalized here. He says even medical could be a slippery slope.
There are some components of marijuana that have medical value. But if it's done as a farce for legalization, is really a camel's nose under the tent, then I don't think it's helpful.
While opposition groups like SAM have been making their voices known, so have advocacy groups such as Southeastern Wisconsin Normal. Earlier this month, it sent more than 1,200 letters from Wisconsinites to state lawmakers, urging them to support the medical marijuana bill. The group also cites a Marquette poll from April, which shows 83% of Wisconsinites favor legalizing medical cannabis. Governor Evers says if any bill regarding marijuana gets to his desk, he'll sign it. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.